Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We thank you this morning that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's no other God like you. You are holy. You are righteous, King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. There's no God like you, Jehovah. And this morning, Lord God, we come to honor you, to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there's no God greater, no God holier than you, no God mightier than you. No God can compare to how awesome you are, how powerful you are. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. And Lord, we just honor your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God, in the name of Jesus, that love us with all your heart, soul, and strength. And there's no God greater, no God holier, no God mighty like you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, today we just honor your presence. We thank you that you are the creator. Hallelujah. You are our creator. You are the lifter up of our heads. No God powerful like you. You are all-powerful, all-knowing, almighty God. Hallelujah. Father, because we're human, you said, who can know their errors? So, Father, forgive us for every error, every secret fault, every sin that so easily beset us, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, even for those secret thoughts, secret faults. Forgive us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. We come to bless you, to honor you this morning. We come to say that you are our Lord, you are our shepherd, you are our King. No God is greater, no God is holy like you, O God. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Move by your Holy Spirit. Move on Bible Story Land this morning, O God. Have your way. We surrender all to you. All to you this morning. We surrender all to you in the name of Jesus. Nobody can compare. Yes, you are omnipotent, most powerful. Nobody can compare to your power. Hallelujah. Your power is the only power. Hallelujah. You are omnipresent. You're everywhere all at the same time. You are a magnificent Father. You are a great creator. You spoke the word, let there be. And light came, hallelujah, separated the day from the night. What a great God you are. Oh, God, you didn't stop there. Oh, after you created everything, then you made man in your image. What a great God you are. You blew your very breath into the first man, Adam, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for blowing your breath in us. And we are living souls today. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we call you holy. We call you righteous. We call you King. We call you Lord. We call you Shepherd. We call you Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. Holy are you. Righteous are you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Nobody's greater than you. So this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you, the mighty King, the almighty Father, Lord and Shepherd. You are potentate. Ain't nobody greater, nobody holier. You are a mighty God. You are the almighty Father. And so, Father, we say, Lord God, that you are the soon coming King. Oh, God, you are the judge of your people, the judge of the whole earth. Judge, oh, God. Judge your people, oh God, and have mercy, mercy. You are the great judge. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us today, Lord God. Have mercy on us. Oh God, we're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand this morning. And we say, have your way like never before in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Bible Storyland and everything that you're doing. Oh, through Jesus, let us possess the gate of the enemy. Establish the gates of praise in our lives, O God. We release the battering rams against the gates of hell. The gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Let the gates of our lives be open. Life and city be open to the King of Glory. Open to us, O God, the gates of righteousness, that we might enter in. Strengthen the bars of our gates, O God, in the name of Jesus. Break the gates of bars and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Open before us the gates that we might receive, go in and receive the treasures of hidden darkness, hidden riches of secret places. We rebuke every enemy in the gates. Let all the gates of our lives and cities be repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gate be repaired. Let the gate of the fountain represent the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired. Let the sheep gate be repaired. In the name of Jesus, let the fish gate represent evangelism be repaired. Let the old gate represent moves of the past be repaired. Let the dung gate represent deliverance be repaired. Oh God, let the water gate representing preaching and teaching be repaired. Let the east gate representing the glory be repaired. Let the waters flow through the utter gate into our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck. Make the gates of carbuncles, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make our gates of carbuncles. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, gates, our gates will be open continually to receive blessings. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all the enemies that will stand at the gate and try to stop salvation from entering in. We pray the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their places. Let the gates of the city and the city be shut to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness in the name of Jesus. We pray that the gateways, cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity in the name of Jesus. Lord, raise up Bethel churches that will be the gate of heaven. Lord, raise up apostolic churches that will usher in the presence and revelation into our region, your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you this morning. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You are a king. You are a master teacher. There's no God great like you, no God holy like you. Good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We're glad you joined us this morning. We are praising our King, our Lord, our Shepherd. He is a great and mighty God. Hallelujah. No God can compare to our God. Hallelujah. Thank you. only but God can help us to hold out. Yes, he can help us to hold out on a daily basis. He can help us to hold out until our change comes. And one day, our change is going to come. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to continually praise God. When our change comes, we're never going to stop praising him. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're going to continually praise the mighty name of God. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We are praising him, giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Father, your word says in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Oh, yeah, we're expecting the King of Glory to come in, come in. We don't know when he's going to come. It's a surprise. It's the best surprise, hallelujah, that we will ever have. When the King of Glory come in, it'll be an everlasting surprise. It'll always be, hallelujah, praises, praises unto our God. It will always be worship unto our God. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We're honoring the elderly, the gray-headed, the hoary-headed people. You know those people. You see them all the time in your neighborhood, in the grocery store, in the nursing home, or in their homes. We see them all over. I'm one of them, the gray-headed people. So I thank God that he's allowed me to be one of those gray-headed people. And so we're honoring the gray heads this morning, the people of wisdom. You know the people of wisdom? Those are the people that chose God. They were wise enough to say, Lord, I surrender all to you. Those are the people, you know, that God has given wisdom to. Oh, we didn't catch wisdom in the air. We didn't catch wisdom from our parents. The godly wisdom comes from the Lord. He asked Solomon, what did he want? He said, wisdom. So what do you want? What do you want the Lord to give you today? I don't know about you, but I choose wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Yes, Lord, I choose wisdom. You know, get an understanding, get wisdom. So I thank the Lord this morning. We decree and declare the elderly are healthy emotionally. They are healthy psychologically. They are healthy physically. We decree and declare our senior citizens are strong and courageous. We decree and declare our senior citizens are debt-free. We decree and declare our senior citizens will fulfill, their God-given purpose. We decree and declare salvation for the elderly that are not saved. So this morning we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Latricia Smith. She goes about doing good daily for the people of God, for people she run into, and she's going to say a prayer for the elderly this morning. Good morning, my sister, Latricia Smith. How are you?
I'm so blessed.
Amen. You know she's really blessed. Her daddy is 90-plus years, so she lives in a house where the there's an elderly gentleman. She and I are both elderly, but I tell you what, ain't nothing like living with the elderly. They give us wisdom. Sometimes we may not understand them, but they do things that, you know, as the Lord directs them, those men and women that are holy and righteous. So we're going to allow her to pray for the elderly this morning. Thank God for you. Go ahead.
Thank God for them. I thank God for you and what you're doing today, and God has allowed you to, your strength and giving you the mind to have a program today for the elderly. And I am an elderly as well. Father God, we just thank you today for this is a day that you've made. Surely, Lord God, we're looking forward to rejoicing. We're looking forward to being glad in this day that you've called us. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to the overflow banquet hall. And the banner over us today is love. We thank you, God, for your everlasting love. We thank you, God, for your steadfast love that you have given us today. We thank you, God, that we are still teachable, Lord God, and we are still willing to learn about your love that you have for us. We thank you, God, for surely goodness and mercy follows us today all the days of our lives. We thank you, God, for bringing up us in a way that we praise you, we honor you, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom and the days that you have numbered, Lord God, that we will know, we come to know you in the pardoning of our sins. We come to know you, God, that your son Jesus went to the cross for us, died, Lord God, for us, went into a borrowed tomb for us, and got up on the third day with all power in his hands. And thank you, God, that he passed this power to us, Lord God, for us to use today, Lord God, to bind up the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to loose, Lord God, love, happiness, Lord God, that we may walk in your wisdom. Lord God, we thank you for the plan that you have for us today. Lord God, I thank you that we will carry out the plan as you have seen it and called it for us today. We thank you, God, for looking and seeing that we are here today because you've called us. We thank you, God, for your everlasting love, your steadfast love. We thank you, God, for bringing us up to where we are today. We thank you for your strength that you've given us today, for you are our shield. You are our butler, Lord God. And we thank you, God, for ordering our steps today. We thank you, God, for knowing the number of steps we will take today. We thank you, God, for speaking love over us today. We thank you, God, for calling us to do your will today. And we thank you for giving us all that we need that this day that you have made will go forth and accomplish the things that you have called us to accomplish today. We thank you, God, for birthing out of us, Lord God, life. We speak life today to everyone we see today. Remind us, to Lord God, that you are our keeper. You are our maker. And, Lord God, that without you, we would fail. Surely, surely, you have called us today. Lord God, we just thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding you've given us for our lives today. And we call it all done. And we thank you. We worship you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, Almighty God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. God bless you. Well, I did see Pastor Donna on here a few minutes ago. I'm calling her to sing this morning. We have her cousin, Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. Jackie, you there? She's on here. Jackie?
Good morning.
How are you? Somebody's got a conversation going. If you could put your phone on mute, we would appreciate it because the radio picks up every little sound. So if you could put your phone on mute. Jackie, you talking to me?
Yeah, that's my little lady. She's 102 years old. I'm taking care of her today. She wants to help me sing this little light of mine, okay?
All right. Thank you.
This is Miss Lois. Miss Lois, hold on one second. We're going to sing This Little Light of Mine. You ready?
Yeah.
This little light of mine, this little light of mine, this little light of mine, we will shine again. We will shine again, and we will shine again. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, see, go down. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in this place, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. All in this place, I'm gonna let it shine. All in this place, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Whoa, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. What's her
She's
name? She really sang.
Tell her your name. L-O-Y-C-E. She's Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Say your last name.
Huh?
Tell her your last name.
Doring.
Doring. How old are you?
Let's see. I think I'm 102.
Yeah, you're 102.
See, yeah. 100. Ain't I old?
You're old, but that's okay. You're still ruling.
Yes, we thank God for you, Miss Lois. God bless you. Father, I thank you for this precious, mighty woman of God that you've allowed to live 102 years. Now, Father, bless her. Remove any pains in the body, soreness, stiffness. And I thank you for her mind. Oh, Father, let her have the mind of Christ on a daily basis. And Lord, I thank you for keeping her healthy and well, blessing her as she go in, as she come out. Oh, God, strengthen her body. Oh, keep her unto you, oh, God. Lord, you are a shepherd. Let her not want for anything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pray for all my senior citizens. Now, this is I have to go back to work. Thank you.
Listen. Oh, thank you. We appreciate you, Jackie. We love you.
Okay, listening.
All right, we'll be praying for you. All right, we have Karen Itell on here from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a praise song this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Doing good.
All right. What are you going to play for us this morning?
How Great Thou Art.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Go ahead. Thank you. how great thou art. I tell you what, it's no comparison to our God. He's greater than we even have words to say. He's greater. Look, he's the one who put the sun in the sky, the moon, have it shine just at the right time. He made the animals. He made the bees, the flies, the gnats. He made the buffalo. He made the hippopotamus. You know, he's a great God. He made the whole world. He separated the dry land from the ocean, the seas. You know, all the seas. Oh, my God. He's a mighty God. And he looks over us. Oh, my God, from the foundations of the earth. He looked over us. He's keeping us in his holy palm. What a great God we have. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. No God is great like our God. You know, he's a great Father. He is our Lord and our shepherd. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. My enemies, thou anointest me with my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness, 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 and mercy, mercy, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, not just today, forever, throughout eternity. We will be dwelling in the house of the Lord. Whatever we need, whatever we have need of, he will supply it. He will supply it. Whatever we have need of, he will supply it. When our needs have been met and we use all of them, God gives us green pastures. He continuously supplies us with benefits every day. Isn't he good? He could say, okay, once a month I'm going to give y'all this. Nope. Every day he's faithful to give us what we need. He is our peacemaker. You know, when we're heavy, heavy burden, our mind's not at peace, he's a peacemaker. You know, when there's strife and all kind of stuff going on, he makes peace. When our souls have been wounded, diseases and disease, he restores our soul. He's awesome. Now, ain't nothing he won't do for us, his children. But he also reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He leads us in the right path. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know the way. But I do know the way maker. He makes a way where there's seemingly no way. When our back's against the wall, oh, hallelujah, he makes a way of escape. You ever been lost and you kept driving in circles? And then you remember to call on the name of the Lord, your shepherd. You say, Lord, direct my path. Show me the way I need to go to get to here or get to there. Even if you ain't California, you need to come to Florida. He'll show you the way. He's the GPS. He was the GPS before he allowed the invention to come forth, put in your hand. He allowed that to be created, invented. He gave it to somebody to invent. Don't you think it was their invention now? God did it. He gave man the power to invent. He put it in your spirit, and you say, oh, I think I'm going to do this. No, it's not you, not your thoughts. It's God's thoughts. He's thinking, and he's putting it in your thoughts. And so we have to give him praise. You know, you can be, have you ever been so sick, even near death, and the doctors gave up on you? They are limited. But God, he's an unlimited God. He visits you in the hospital. He visits you in your house. Oh, in the grocery store? Oh, my God. When you say, Lord, I need bargain. I need discounts. I need favor. Don't you know he's going to do it now? He loads us up every day with benefits. We just got to continually call on him, wait on him. You know, when you're tired and you're weary and you say, Lord, my soul needs restored. Don't you know he does it? He's the only one who can restore your soul. He's the only one who can heal our soul's diseases. And guess what? He's omnipotent, all-powerful. Nothing is impossible to him. Have you ever been in a near car accident and God stopped it? It was him. You know, you in the snow, you in the rain, you are so tired. Almost somebody hit you or you almost hit somebody else and God caused the car to get right back on the right path. You got to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When your so-called friends became your enemies and God gave, he'll give a dinner for you on behalf of you in front of your enemies, a big old table in front of your enemies. He'll give you a big feast and let your enemies know that he's promoted you. He is such a great God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Yes, he will, because he loves us. I'm talking about you. Yep, don't you think you left out of God's love? Nope. He loves you so much. I mean, words can't even express how much God loves you. He allowed your cup to run over, and he continuously allowed the flow of his blessings, his goodness and his mercy. Yep, follows us every day, stay close to us every day. And you know what? He said we can dwell in the house of his house now. I'm not talking about in these houses built with walls. His house ain't built with walls. It's an unlimited house. We can dwell with him forever in his house. In his house, that's where we can dwell. So, you know, this morning, I think I saw Minister Stacy on here this morning. Boy, I'm so happy to know that she's on with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you? Hello?
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing? Yes, ma'am.
Good. God is good.
Girl, he better than that. He better than that. We can say good,
great.
good. He better than a 10,000 goods, a million good. We can't even count how good he is, huh?
He's good, 100 good.
He's yes,
so
he is, and he loves you so much, Minister Stacy. Yes, he does.
Amen. He loves you too, Sister G.
Amen.
Amen.
What you gonna sing this morning? What you gonna sing?
Nobody greater.
Oh my God, girl, you got
nobody greater than you.
What
is? Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody's greater than you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Your name's above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name. Your name's above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Yes, you are, God. Mighty are the works of your hand. 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 Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody's greater. Come on and praise him. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you, God. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. We give you praise this morning, God. We give you glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody's greater than you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody's greater than our God. He is greater. We can't even measure his greatness. Can't be measured. He's omnipotent, most powerful, most holy, most high God. He loves his children. And we are commanded. He ain't say if you want to, if you like to. He ain't say I desire to be. No. He said he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Well, it's time for the word. Ain't nothing like the word now. We could sing and praise the Lord, but we want to know what the Lord has to say to us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon this man of God who's going to be speaking today. He has been anointed by God to preach the good news to the meek. He has been sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the open of the prisons to those that are bound. So he's appointed unto them that mourn in Zion to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Well, this man of God lives here in Jacksonville, and he's a part of the fivefold ministry. You know, he's full of the word now. I mean full of the word. When I tell you he's full of the word, he is full of the word. I call him the walking Bible. You know, he knows the word. He knows the word, and I thank God that the word is written on the tables of his heart. You know, he's a pastor, and he has the heart of a pastor, and his heart is after God's heart. He's always saying, Lord, I need more of you. Lord, give me more of you. Lord, I need more of you. I can't handle this, Lord. I need more of you to handle this. So, you know, his job is to perfect the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity and the knowledge of the Son of God unto the perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Now, let me tell you something. He don't mind rolling up his sleeves to help the poor, help them on the street. He's a mighty man of the Most High God. So I thank God for him. He's with, he's the pastor of CB, Helping Hand Ministries, a ministry of God's hands of compassion on the earth. He's no stranger to Bible Storyland. We are always grateful for him. He's Pastor Johnny McCray. So we're going to yield to the God in him this morning. I know he has. He always does. There's a mighty word from the Most High God. Good morning, Pastor McCray. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Gatlin. I am doing wonderful this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we're ready for the word. Go right ahead.
Amen. Good morning, Bible Storyland. It is truly an honor and a blessing this morning and a privilege, amen, to be on the radio this morning with Bible Storyland, celebrating this great and marvelous day, Senior's Day. Amen. The day that God has set aside, amen, to honor our seniors, amen, our elders, the older ones who have been in Christ for a long time, those who have been on the earth for a long time. And I take it a great privilege this morning for to have the honor of being able to be a vessel for God to speak to us this morning. Amen. First of all, I want to give honor to God and to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I'm hoping and believing that he's the head of all our lives this morning. I give honor to Minister Coretta Gatlin this morning, who is the founder and overseer of Bible Storyland, doing such a great and marvelous work for the kingdom of God here on earth. Amen. And we loose the anointing of God on Bible Storyland this morning, that she continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Amen. And I just want to say this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you. There is a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. One of my favorite sayings is, there is a God and there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And this morning we are going to be ministering for Seniors Day out of the book of Titus. We will be in chapter 2. Amen. And we're going to start with verse 1. Amen. But before I get into the reading of the word and prayer, I just want to say to all our seniors, amen, that we love you this morning. Amen. We love you this morning. We honor you this morning. And we want you to know how precious you are, amen, to us, and how much we truly love you. Amen. That we thought it not robbery to set aside a day to let you know that you are loved, that you are honored, that you are appreciated. Amen. As we was talking about wisdom this morning, we thank God for the wisdom that God has imputed into you, that you're giving back unto the earth this morning. Amen. And we just want to celebrate with you today to say that we love you. We love you as Christ loves you. Amen. And as I get into the word this morning from the book of Titus, I first want to pray. Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, who is truly our Lord and Savior. God, we come before you this morning as we humble ourselves to you. I humble myself to you as a vessel for your use this morning. I ask that you decrease Johnny McCray this morning, Lord God, and increase your spirit. Lord God, have your way, Father. Let the Holy Spirit have his way in his full course this morning, that through the ministering of the word that there's deliverance, there's healing, amen, there's comfort, amen, there's direction, amen, there's correction and rebuke, and there's also the establishment, amen, of God's purpose here on earth, amen. And Lord, we just thank you this morning for what you are about to do, to send the word to us that will not return void, but shall accomplish exactly what you will have it to do. Amen. I just want to honor this morning. I have the privilege of being a minister at CB Helping Hands Ministries. We are here to acknowledge, amen, Christ on earth and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to win the lost at any cost. Amen. I want to honor our apostle, Pastor Sheila Anusa. I want to honor our bishop. We have a bishop here from Africa who is over the ministry in Jacksonville now, Bishop Amos Tise out of Liberia, Africa. God is doing great things. Amen. We want you to come by and be a part of it. But let's go ahead on and get in the word this morning. I just want to get all my formalities out of the way. Amen. In the book of Titus, amen, starting with verse 1 in chapter 2, the word of God reads as follows. It says, but as for you, teach what a sound doctrine. I said that the older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, and in love, and in steadfastness. The older women, likewise, are to be relevant in behavior, not slanders or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works. And in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame. having nothing evil to say about us. Bond servants are to be submissive to their own masters and in everything, and they are to be well-pleasing and not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Amen. And I just want to leave you with this thought on Senior's Day today, that we are still old enough to love. Amen. Amen. We are still old enough to love. And I want to speak on these three points. Point one is to believe in thyself. Amen. I want to speak on the fear of our youth. Amen. And our reward in victory. Amen. I just want to say this morning in our introduction, amen, is that we are to understand that we're still old enough to love. I mean, there have been situations I can remember working in employment, working in corporate America, and I've seen people who have been working on corporate jobs for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and then when they retire, it seems like they have nothing to do. Amen. And a lot of times when they leave the employ, amen, when they're replaced by younger people, it seems like they just wither away. But I tell you this morning in my intro this morning that in the kingdom of God, it is not so. Amen. And that's what we are here today to tell the seniors of God, amen, that even when you retire, you're not retired in the kingdom of God, because you're still old enough to love. Amen. What the Spirit of the Lord has put on my heart this morning to tell the seniors this morning, that the older you get, hallelujah, the more you can love. Amen. The older you get, the more valuable you are to the kingdom of God, because once you retire from the corporate side, amen, then you have more time for the kingdom side, amen. You can then put all your heart, all your mind, all your soul into the work of the kingdom of God. And what is the purpose of the kingdom of God? It's to spread the love of Jesus Christ. I come to tell you this morning, church, amen, that you're still old enough to learn to love. Amen. You have been through so many things. You have been challenged by so many things. Amen. But you have overcome so many things. Amen. The experience that you have obtained through life, through when God has granted you so many days. Amen. You have come to a place, amen, that you are now more valuable in your eldership, in your senior years, than you really was in your youth when it comes to the kingdom of God. I say, I want to make that very plain, amen. The older you get, the more valuable you have become, amen, when it comes to the kingdom of God. You got to understand now. For us believers, that we are in this world, amen, but we are not of this world. So as seniors, I want to tell you on Senior Day that you're very valuable. I want to tell you on Senior Day that you're of great worth. I'm telling you, and in the kingdom of God, amen, you are more precious than word can really speak. I mean, there are youth that are looking for someone to talk to, looking for someone to encourage them, looking for someone to guide them. Amen. So, but my first point is that, first of all, we got to get to a place now that in our senior years, we still got to believe in ourselves. Amen. When we was in high school, we believed in ourselves that we become a football player, a basketball player, a school teacher, a lawyer, a janitor, whatever it is. We had belief in ourselves that we could do anything. We could run any race. We could break any records. Amen. But then in our middle years, when we got into marriage, we believed that we could get into marriage, have a family, buy a house, you know, have all these different things, open businesses. We had all this great faith and belief, but now in our senior years, seems like we are falling away in our faith. But I come by to tell you this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, do not fail to hold on to your faith. And I want you to know, as the Holy Spirit has given me this utterance this morning, that you're more valuable now than you were when you were a teenager. You're more valuable now than you were in your middle years. You're more valuable now because God has invested so many years of imputing wisdom, so many years of imputing knowledge, so many years of imputing the Spirit of the living God. God has invested in you, and I come out to tell you this morning, continue to believe in the God that is within you. Continue to believe in yourself. Continue to believe in your value, in your worth. Continue to believe that God needs you now more than ever before on this earth. Hallelujah. Because you know how things were, you know how things are, but you also know how things are to be. Amen. That is my first point. Believe in thyself. Amen. Amen. We got to believe in ourselves that I can do it. It doesn't matter what my body may be going through. We know that some of us, we have situations that's going on in our body. Some of us call it arthritis. Some of us call it rheumatism. Some of us call it aches and pains. Some of us call it doubt and fears and worries. But I come by to tell you this morning that God wants you to believe in yourself. Believe in the worth that is in you. Believe in that God needs you. God still wants to use you. Matter of fact, he wants to use you more now because you have more to offer. I come by to tell somebody this morning, there's someone sitting on the seat of doubt this morning. God said, get up off that seat of doubt. Even if you got a walker, you need to walk on your walker and tell somebody about Jesus. Even if you got a crutch, you need to crutch on down the road and find somebody to tell about the Holy Ghost. There's somebody, you may be in the bed and you can't get up, but somebody is sitting on your side of your bed trying to encourage you, but you need to talk back to them this morning and tell them about the power of Almighty God. You have to let them know that God is still God. He's not a God that will leave you. He's not a God that will forsake you. And your condition, your state of being has do not justify what God can do. So we press through that because we're seniors. And as seniors, we know about the power of God. As seniors, we know about the awesomeness of God. As seniors, we know about the anointing of God. As seniors, we know that God is sovereign. As seniors, we know that God is righteous. As seniors, we know that God is just. As seniors, come on, seniors, I'm trying to tell us this morning that we are valuable to the kingdom of God on earth. When the children don't know how to fight the battle, we know how to fight the battle. When the children, the teenagers don't know how to press through a situation towards the mark of the high calling, we know how to press it. And the word says we are to teach them. But we got to believe in ourselves. Believe in yourself this morning that God, Almighty God, is good. Almighty God is, yes, he is mighty, mighty good. You know, don't lose your faith. You got to keep on pressing on. God loves you. God needs you. You're still old enough to love. Hallelujah. Don't let these situations with our body, that what we are going through, for the people that have walked out of our lives, for the people that walked away from us, the people that have turned their back on us, the ones that make us feel like we are no use. But I come out to tell you this morning, you are great use. You are great value to the kingdom of God on earth. The Bible said, turn up our affections on those things that are above and not beneath. The Bible says, look unto the hills from which cometh our help, that our help cometh from the Lord. I tell you this morning, believe in thyself. And now, let's go to point two this morning. Help me, Holy Ghost. Senior. Amen. Fear of you. I know that many things are going on in this land. I know that things are not like they used to be. People are not children, and people are not acting and receiving God like they used to. They're not respecting our elders like they used to. They seem to be extremely out of control, but there's still a God that's in you. There's still a Holy Ghost that is in you. God say, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. God say, I will always be with you. So we are still required by God, amen, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God say, I does not give you a spirit of fear, but I give you power, love, and sound mind. So if God has given you power, love, and soundness of mind, you're still old enough
to love. You got to go and tell this child, I don't have no fear because God is with me. I'm not going to deny them the hearing, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I have fear in me, and I know that fear is not from God. Fear is from the adversary. Fear is from the enemy. Fear is from the devil. So I come by to tell them this morning, come on, Senior D, because this is what we're celebrating. We're celebrating that we have no fear in us, that I can just quip, I can walk, talk, and get to wherever I need to get to, because I'm going to tell the children, because I am required by God, hallelujah, to teach them to be sober-minded. I'm teach them to be dignified. I'm to teach them how to be self-controlled. I'm to teach them to be sound in faith. I'm to teach them how to love. I'm to be teaching them how to be steadfast. I'm to teach them of good behavior. I am to teach them how not to be slanderous. I'm trying to teach them how not to be slaves to wine. I'm going to have to teach them what is good. I got to teach them and train them how to love their wives and to love their husband and to love their children. I got to teach them. We have to teach them, seniors, because they don't know. They're ignorant. They're on milk. But we're on the meat of life. We're on the meat of the Word of God, on the meat of the Holy Spirit. God said, I want you to teach them how to be pure, how to work at home, how to be kind and submissive. Hallelujah. Somebody got to teach them. That's why we're celebrating Seniors Day, because those are the ones that God has chosen to teach the kids, to teach the children them the way, so that they'll know the way. So when they get in those places, in those situations, the Word of God will come back and it'll be there for them to lead them and to guide them, because they will. Amen. That is a time that God will take us out of corporate America and put us in heavenly America, into kingdom America, into the kingdom of God on earth, in America, in all the world. Seniors, it is time for us to celebrate, to walk away from the fear. We got to get out the boat and walk on the water. Hallelujah. We got to walk through the serpents and know that we will not be bitten. We got to jump down into the lion's den and not in the den of lions and not worry about the lions. We got to get into the fiery furnace, know that Jesus is with us. We have no fear because God said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Oh, Lord, let's give Lord the praise this morning. Why are they so important, seniors? See, we got to stay and realize and don't forget how good God has been to us. All the things that God has brought us through. Please trust me. That child that we call bad, that child that we call rebellious, that child that we call evil, that child that we call out of control, that might be a fatherless son or a fatherless daughter, that may be a child that is acting out like that because they need somebody to come and say, I love you. They need somebody to come and say, it's going to be all right. They need somebody to come and say, I was like that one day myself. But God brought me through. That God kept me. You need somebody to tell them that this is not the way. This all right to stand there with your cane. It's all right to stand on the corner with them. Don't worry about what might happen. God got your back. Don't worry what might be happening. God got your front. God got your top. God got your bottom. We are covered by the anointing. God has said, I'll put a hedge of protection around you. No harm shall come unto you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Senior, we love you this morning. Oh, we're on a battlefield. We're a different type of warrior. We're a different type of ambassador. We're a different tribe because we got the years in. We done put our time in. We done been beat. We done been bruised. We done been battered. We done been kicked down. We done been through many trials. We done been through many tribulations. We done been through many hurts. We done been through many pains. So been through all of that. I have no fear what the devil can do to me. I done been through all of that. I have no fear what man can do to me. I done been through all of that. I'm not worried about not telling them about Jesus. I'm out of fact because of what I've been through and what I know that they're going through. It's going to give me the courage. It's going to give me the boldness that I need, that I'm going to press through. I'm going to press through that child, because that is the mark that I got to tell them. Come on, CB Helping Hands, help me this morning. I'm going to tell them this morning. Come on, Bible Story Land. Come on this morning. We're going to tell them, the elders, the seniors are going to tell them that Jesus is alive. He didn't stay in the grave. He got up early one morning with all power and authority in his hand. There is still hope in Jesus Christ. He is there for you. He can turn your life all around. We can't give up on our children. We can't give up on our young people. We can't give up on our marriages. We can't give up on our financial situations. We're not worried about what's going on in the system, because there's a system greater than the system here on earth. It's the system of Almighty God. God has a plan for us. His plan is not evil. His plan is good. His plan is solid. He's the best strategist I know. He's very strategic. And when God makes a plan, he will bring it to fruition. When God makes a plan, he's going to see it all the way to the end. God ain't going to take you halfway and leave you. God will take you all the way. Yeah, early one morning. Here we go. We're going to see our reward of victory. One day you're going to be able to look back and see that child. When you was in your 60s, you seen that child that you witnessed to on the corner when he was walking around with drugs in his pocket, a pistol in his back. Now he got a Bible in his hand. He's walking to the house of God. Oh, there's a reward and a victory. All you got to do is tell them about Jesus. All you got to do is work in your great commission. The Holy Spirit will do the rest. But you got to say, the Bible says, faith come by hearing. What? Hearing the word of God. Come on, seniors. We got to keep on telling them. Oh, if I don't got but one lung, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. If I don't have but one leg, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. If I ain't got but one eye, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. If I have to get on the phone, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. If I have to get on my little iPad, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. That is what we are called for. That is the true love that this world needs. For God is love. He is pure love. He is unconditional love. And the world needs to know that God loves them despite of who they are. He loves them despite of what they've done. He loves them despite of what they may think. And seniors, you are the best one on for the job. You're the best qualified on the agenda. I looked at your resume. You was in your 60s. It was a great resume. I looked at the one for in your 70s, in your 80s, in your 90s, in 102, Miss Lois. You're still the best one for the job. I don't know where you may be residing, but if somebody need to know about Jesus. Somebody may just drop by. It may be the janitor. It may be the CNA. I don't know who it may be. But it's all right to tell them about Jesus this morning. Why? Because there's a great reward for those who do the work. God said, I'm going to judge your works one day. And when he judged my work, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Victory. Oh, yes. There's victory in Jesus. Come on, senior. Are we celebrating you today? And I come by to tell you today, amen, how much you love. I come by to tell you today how much you need it. I say you are needed. Don't worry about those that walk away from you. Be concerned about those that God is sending. Tell them about the love of God. Tell them about how good God has been to you. Tell them what God wants to do for them. Tell them how God wants to redeem them. Tell them how God has got his arms wide open. He's working them in right now. He said, I'm standing at your door and knock. If you just open your heart and let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Oh, this day is the day that the Lord has made. We want to celebrate you today. There's victory in the power in the name of Jesus. It's a name above every name. It's a name above cancer. It's a name above dementia. It's a name above whatever that cancer. It's a name above high blood pressure. It's a name above whatever your situation might be. We come by to tell you this morning, seniors, girl, don't get up off the battlefield. Pick up your weapon. Put on your full coat of armor. Get back where you used to be. Know that God is with you. He needs you to work right now. It's not time to lay down. It's not time to sit by the water. Get in the water and be baptized. get in the world and get powered up. I'm powered up, and I'm turning up for Jesus. I'm powered up, and I'm turning up for the Holy Ghost. I'm powered up, and I'm going to let somebody know that Jesus is. Look for that lost one. Don't worry about the rest. Look for that one and tell them about Jesus. Matter of fact, make it your mission. Make it your purpose. You still got to have purpose in life. We don't get too old, we don't have purpose. We don't get too old, we are not useful. We don't get too old that God don't want to use. We don't get too old that God don't give a word. Even if you can't talk, you can write. Oh, my God. If you can't hear, you can read lips. Whatever you got to do,
hallelujah,
do it in Jesus' name. I just want to say thank you this morning to Bible Story Land for the opportunity, amen, to tell my fellow seniors, amen, that God is still loving us, that God still needs us. And we got to get up, and we got to do it, continue to do it. Don't get weary. Don't faint. Just keep on doing it. I thank you, amen, for the opportunity for Bible Story Land to let CB Helping Hands Ministry, amen, to be a part of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the land. Amen. And we love you, we love you, and we love you. God said his word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what he wanted to do. And I count it to be accomplished. I declare that God's word is going to move. I declare that when you open your mouth, someone is going to be saved. I declare by the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost and the God that lives up to all his promises. I declare this thing today that when you speak to someone, they'll get delivered. When you come on senior, if you just open up your mouth and speak, somebody will be set free. If you just open up your mouth and speak, somebody's life will be turning around. Somebody will forgive somebody. Somebody will repent for the sins. Somebody who is lost will be found. Somebody who is blind will be able to see. Someone who, oh my God, lost, they will be found. I declare these things in Jesus' name. Holy and precious. Amen. Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm almost speechless. I'm like, ooh, Jesus, that word is so powerful. Oh, yeah, he brought 3 points for it. Believe in yourself, fear God, and why seniors are important. My God, that was an awesome, powerful word, Pastor McCray. Oh, we're always glad when you come on because your word always encourages us and teaches us. Oh, my God. I was writing. I couldn't even get everything down. I'm just going to have to listen to it again. But it was such a powerful. You know, he says seniors, he don't care if you're on a crutch, on a wheelchair, one eye, don't matter, arthritis, whatever. Teach people about the word of God. It came from Titus 2, the second chapter, and it was a mighty word of God. Let the aged women, let the aged men, you know, we got to teach the young people. So I thank you for that word. Oh, my God. That word just really penetrated. I pray that everybody who's on here, you know, the word just went into our spirits, and it will do a mighty work in us. We are never going to be the same after a word like that. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor McCray. Hallelujah. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody on here not saved, press 1. Well, the Lord's word says, you know, you're to confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. Believe in our heart that God raised him up on the third day, and we shall be saved. So I thank God for everybody being saved. Now, you know, God don't want mud and mire on us. No, he don't want that on us. We can't be prodigal children. We got to be all the way in or no way in. All the way in or no way in. So when Pastor Johnny was saying, when God look at our resume, he said, yes. He made it. She made it. Yeah, I'm going to use them this way. I'm going to use them that way. I'm going to use them for this and I'm going to use them for that. I don't care what age we are, babies to senior citizens. I saw in the spirit one time where a little bitty baby was put in the arms of a senior citizen that was sick, and that senior citizen was healed. God can use a baby. He can use an old person, 101, to sing, to praise, to just be in a place and let the goodness of God be known. So I thank God. I thank God this morning for the word that went forth from Pastor McCray. It is prayer time now on Bible Storyland. Prayer time. If you need prayer, press 1. We're going to be praying this morning. For those who need prayer, prayer time, press 1.
Amen, Sister G.
Yes.
Amen. Good morning again. I want to continue to pray for my sister that God restore her kidney. She's still taking kidney dialysis, my sister Pam. And to continue to pray for me, concerning I got this business and I'm working. I just want to do all that God called me to do, because I know God has called me to many things, you know, preaching, singing, baking, different things. I just want God to use me. Pray for me and pray for my husband, my children, and yeah, like I said, we pray for my family. We believe in God for things, need some bills paid, but I'm still standing. And I just thank the Lord and just continue to pray for my children, Lord.
All right, let me pray for you right now. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You heard Minister Stacy's prayer request. And you know, Lord, we've been praying for her sister for quite some time. And healing is her portion. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for healing her body like never before. We thank you, Lord God, that she's the healed of the Lord. Let her pick up her bed and walk in Jesus' name. And we just honor you. We honor your presence this morning. What a mighty God we serve. You're awesome in all your ways. No God is holy like you. No God is powerful like you. You are mighty and you are great. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing in your family. Now, Lord, you heard a request concerning her husband, her two daughters, and her son. Oh, God, bring them up. Bring them up higher in you. Oh, God, as Minister Stacy pray with them and pray for them, I decree and declare breakthroughs in their lives in Jesus' name. Pastor McCray, you still there? Hello? All right. He may have had to go. Well, anyway, we've got my daughter on here this morning, Yolanda. Good morning. Miss Williams.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You requesting prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Just pray for my family. Well, I got up this morning and I was kind of, you know, in myself. So just pray for us. Just continue prayers for my family. Me and my baby. But my entire family, but mostly for my daughter and I, just, you know, this stuff up
yes.
in prayer, everything.
All right, Father God, I'm sorry, go ahead. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Yolanda Williams, and her daughter, Cornelia. Lord, her request is no surprise to you. You knew that she would be on this hour, this day, on Bible Storyland, and you knew her request ahead of time. You said, let your request be made known before to the Father. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for hearing her request. You know everything she's going through. You knew it before she was born. You knew what she was going to have to go through before the foundations of the earth. Nothing is secret from you. Nothing is hidden from you. So this morning, Lord God, we pray a hedge of protection around her. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything you're doing for Cornelia. Make a way where there's seemingly no way. I decree and declare Cornelia will be a magna cum laude of her class in high school and college. Oh, God, even through the doctorate degree. In the name of Jesus, we call forth money, money, money coming. Money to meet every need in the household. And, Lord, we pray for Yolanda Williams' sisters and brothers. We pray a hedge of protection around her, her daughter, the whole family. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. So, Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning. Father, we lift up your daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Oh, God, in her ministry. Oh, God, the church where she preaches, Missionary Baptist Church, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping a hedge of protection around the church family, particularly Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband. Oh, God, as they work in the ministry, as they labor daily, as they continually are on the battlefield, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every lying demon that try to rise against them in judgment is already condemned. So we're blessing you and honoring you. We are thanking you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. We are thanking you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And, Lord, we lift up her cousin, Jackie Travis, as she worked with senior citizens, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the lady who came on her, with her today, the one that you allowed to live 102 years. And, Lord, you know her name. You know the lady's address. You know everything concerning the lady. And we ask you to bless her like never before. Protect her, oh, God. Meet every need. Heal her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, bless Jackie, her husband, her two daughters. And, Lord, I thank you for an increase in the spirit for Jackie, an increase, oh, God, that you will begin to use her in ways she never dreamed of before. In Jesus' name, so we're thanking you this morning. And, Lord, I lift up your servant, Pastor Johnny McCray, and I thank you for what you're doing in his life. Now, bless him like never before. Restore his strength. Oh, God, we pray that you would fill him up again in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against him shall prosper or his family in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as he speak your word daily, give him strength, give him courage. Give him power in the name of Jesus as the Son of the Most High God. Meet every need in his household, oh God. And, Lord, as he's out there in the trenches of life, I pray a hedge of protection around him. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that your joy is his strength. In the name of Jesus, Father, every heavy load that he carries for the church, for his family, for the city of Jacksonville. Oh, God, every heavy burden that he's carrying, we leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. So we are blessing and honoring you and thanking you this morning in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you this morning, oh, God, for you are our strength. You are righteousness. You are a God who cares for us. You are the God who loves us. And we repent for any way we're out of order. We repent in the name of Jesus for everything that we've done against your will. Oh, God, correct the errors in us. Correct our thought lies. Correct everything that's out of order in us. Bring it back in order, the things that need to be brought back in order. And, Lord, I lift up everyone on Bible Storyland this morning that came on. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray a hedge of protection around everybody on Bible Storyland. I ask you to bless each and every person that's on today, and we thank you, Lord God. Even backsliders, Lord, we lift them up before you. Even those that are faithful to you, oh God, we lift them up before you. And I thank you, Lord God, that your joy is all of our strength. I particularly lift up the youth of America. Lord, let them live to be senior citizens. Let the youth live to be senior citizens, oh God. Many of them, Lord God, have so many spots on their garments in the name of Jesus. But, Father, I pray that you would send an elderly person in the lives of every young person in America, Lord God, and that they would be prayed for daily. Oh, God, assign elderly intercessors, assign elderly people to stand in the gap for the youth. Oh, God, every morning when they get up, let them pray for the youth of America. Every afternoon, let them pray for the youth of America. Let them pray for the youth of America before they go to bed, covering them, praying a hedge of protection around them, pleading the blood of Jesus over them. Oh, God, let the elderly stand in the gap for the youth of America, that no weapon formed against the youth will prosper, that they will not be taken out by a knife or a gun or a car accident or any disease, Let the elderly stand up and be useful, knowing, Lord God, that you, oh God, still love the elderly, and you want them to believe in themselves, to fear you, oh God, and to know their importance in you, oh God. So, Father, we just praise and honor you, and we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do on Bible Story Land. And so, Father, as we close out today, but we will not close out from your presence, we thank you that you love every one of us in the name of Jesus. And your desire is that we stay holy, oh God, and that we not keep falling up and getting up, falling down and getting up and falling down and getting up, that we stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work, oh God. So, Father God, you love us with all your heart, soul, and strength. You love us, and you want us to obey you. Obedience is our portion. Let us have the mind of Christ in all things in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Teach us to love one another like we love ourselves. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. So I pray each of you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget to praise God like you're going crazy. Praise God like David. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor, 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 honor. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. The King, the soon coming King. Praise him, honor him, give him glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Family Day. Don't forget, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you.